I think it was good for journalists to take a risk that is like 0.5% of the risk that their Palestinian colleagues are taking at the time, to stand up and say that this kind of record-shattering targeting of journalists by the Israel Defense Forces is just is unacceptable. I think it's frightening that not one of the casualties of this war will not just be the 36 and counting journalists that have been killed, but the entire norm that journalists are not supposed to be targeted in war. The most dangerous thing we saw yet was Israel saying that they were putting on a list for elimination photojournalists who covered the October 7th assault. If there is, based on an obviously flawed a nonsensical claim by a biased organization saying that they were in on the assault. There was no evidence of that, no reason to think that it was true. In fact, there was lots of evidence to know that that was not true. There were huge elements within Hamas itself that didn't know about this attack. The idea that they would share ahead of time their planning with freelance journalists who work with Western news organizations is absurd. That's just not how this works. And to accompany Hamas on an assault is not a crime. It is not a crime for Western journalists to embed with the IDF. You can criticize what their coverage. You can criticize the decision to embed, but embedding with fighters is something that people do. So to put out for Israel to put out that they plan to eliminate these journalists who have worked for everybody from the AP to Reuters to the New York Times is a shocking attack on the norm that journalists need to be protected. So that's why I think so many people signed this letter.
You complained about a binary between being with Israel or being with Hamas. Where is the fine line between biased and balanced reporting on Gaza war?
Wherever the line is, it's nowhere near what we can't even see it from where we are in the United States. I think if you just report the situation as it is, you're probably going to end up crossing lines in your newsroom. If you just report what Israeli ministers are saying out loud, that will almost make it seem like you are biased against them. You're just quoting their own words.
The letter argues that journalists should use words like apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and genocide to describe Israel's treatment of Palestinians. But short of that, should the U.S. media report that leading human rights groups have called Israel an apartheid regime, just as many news stories note the U.S. has designated Hamas as a terrorist organization?
That's a good example of one of the double standards that exists out there that you'll often see reported in a clause, quote, X organization, comma, which has been designated by the United States as a terrorist organization, said on Monday, blah, blah, blah. But you don't similarly see the Israeli prime minister who leads a country that was designated as an apartheid state by Amnesty International said on Tuesday X. Like, I think that is one of many examples of double standards that applies.